Good Morning KC. It is a Rocket and Teresa show. You know, yesterday, Demi Lovato was on Good Morning America talking about what she did, and I think this is a great thing.
Yeah, on her tour, she's going to be giving people that buy a ticket a chance to have some therapy, basically. They're going to have people on hand that are promoting just mental health because she's had issues with that, and so if you come to the concert, you'll be able to seek counseling and talk to people.
You know, and like I said, you guys know, no secret. I talk about, you know, me going to my therapist and doctors all the time. Tara, let's have a disclaimer again.
Yeah, we're going to do some therapy here, which is therapy because she seems to have helped Rocket. But we need to let you know that the views expressed during therapy are not those of the Rocket and Teresa show. Tara is not a licensed therapist and has no experience whatsoever. Please take anything she says with a grain of salt and do not make life-altering decisions based on anything Tara says.
But I will tell you this, though. If you need to talk to somebody. I think it's a great thing. And then we played this song. Well, Teresa picked this song out.
We needed the theme.
Therapy.
Little Mary J. Blige.
When I can go therapy. When I can go therapy two times a day.
And if people like you know me, that's what my doctor told me. I have to talk to somebody at least two times a day.
The song goes on. It talks about how you're just lying in bed between 2 and 4 in the morning. I feel like she wrote the song about you, Rocket.
I'm not kidding you. How did you even find this song?
I'm that good.
And Rocket, how many homes have you bought for therapists? And all it took was 5 minutes for free with me.
But anyway, our phone number is 816-576-7093 or pound 93. Now, this is the thing that's weird. We're going totally live on this.
Mm-hmm. So you can call and ask advice. You know, anything, relationships, things that are happening in your life, work decisions.
816-576-7093 or pound 93. Good morning. Who's this?
My name's Nikki. I'm her sister.
Oh, no. Nikki, what's your question for therapy?
I want to ask her if she thinks that I should have a baby for our older sister.
Oh, this is a very deep question that I did not expect to be asked on the radio. Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
I need your personal opinion.
Wow.
You're making me shake because I've been stressing over your decision for 2 weeks since I found this out.
Yes.
I mean,
it's a difficult. You're not giving me much to go on here.
Okay, let me tell you. Since you're done having your babies, I think yes. If I'd already had my babies, I think I would do it for her.
I know, and I would do it for you too.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you guys are the best sisters ever. I mean, this is something so incredibly personal that we just put out on the radio.
I know.
Well, I have to, you know? It's a serious question that I haven't got to ask her yet.
I think you should do it.
Okay.
You're sweet.
Oh, gosh.
Dayball says yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Thanks for calling, Nikki.
I love you.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Did that just happen on the radio?
A lot of pressure.
That got much more real than I had planned.
Ooh, hope everything goes okay since you just gave the order.
Oh, my gosh.
How about if we take questions now for therapy that are not quite so serious?
Yes.
Maybe a little more lighthearted.
A little more lighthearted and not so life-changing.
So 816-576-7093 or pound 93. You know what my wish is?
What?
That nobody calls in. So I can. You know how yesterday when you said NSYNC wasn't going to perform with...
Yeah,
with Justin?
And I knew it was going to make Tara sad, which kind of made me smile on
yeah.
the inside.
I'm kind of doing the same thing right now.
Why does my heart being broken bring you guys so much happiness?
I don't know. It's very weird. I should probably go to a therapist and ask.
Let's see. We're going to wait a couple of minutes. See if we can get a call for you, Tara.
A little therapy.
There we go. Good morning. Who's this? Hello?
Is the music too loud in there? Maybe they can't hear.
Oh, probably. You're probably right, Teresa. As always. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
See, now they're just mad at you.
I'm going to wait for one more. See?
You can call, ask Tara advice, what you should do with your life. She's way smarter than a Magic 8-Ball.
You went to that hardcore question to now nobody calling.
576-7093.
Give it a few more seconds.
Maybe they don't like the answer you gave, and they said, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Another ring.
All right, here we go. Therapy.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Jackie, your question for Tara. Therapy.
All right, so I have a 14-year-old daughter who is talking sexually with boys and sending pictures and all this sort. I'm curious if I need to put her on birth control.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
These are supposed to be lighthearted and fun questions.
Okay.
But this is real world.
Here's what I think. Have a very serious conversation with your daughter. Let her know where this could go and what could happen to her. And maybe ask her not to text boys on the phone.
Yeah, I've taken everything away, pretty much, so...
Lock her up in a room. Don't ever let her out.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Right, exactly.
Best of luck to you. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
What's your name?
Brandy.
Your question for Tara in therapy.
Okay, so we're getting ready to move, and it's going to be our 17-year-old senior year, and she thinks that she should have the basement for the senior year, and I am completely against it.
Ooh, I'm going to have to go along with you. Is there an entrance and exit to the house from the basement?
Right. See, that's my thing. Like,
nope.
You actually have to have two entrance and exits in order for it to be legal to do it for safety hazards.
Yes.
But I know what I did in the basement with my boyfriend, so no.
I got to tell you, there's way too much room for activities in the basement.
Gotcha. So if Marie, if you're listening, nah.
I love you, Marie. I love you. I'm sorry.
Nah.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jennifer.
Jennifer, your question for Tara in therapy.
Should I move in with my new boyfriend recently out of a divorce, but I've known him for a really long time?
Ooh, how long is the relationship that you've been in?
I've only been in a relationship with him since October, but the bad thing is he is a coworker of my husband's, an ex-coworker of my ex-husband's.
This is a very exciting and scandalous dilemma.
Hard for me to not talk. This is Tara's therapy. I have so many opinions.
and he's like 5 years younger than me.
I love it.
Too bad. But sometimes we get in discussions, and I'm like, you don't know anything that I've grown up with in like reference to 80s. So I don't know.
Okay, two things. First thing. You go get him, girl. Good for you. You get that younger man.
Oh my God, Tara.
Second thing. Maybe wait out the moving just a little bit, because I dated my fiance for 3 years before I moved in together, and there's still surprises every day.
And Tara had a ring on it before she did it.
Very true.
There we go. Exactly. And then one more silly question. He wants to meet my children.
If you've known him for a long time, I think that would be okay, if you know that he's a good person.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Good luck.
Right, squeeze in one more call. Thanks. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Questions.
Hi, I'm talking to you.
Hello?
Hi. What's your question for Tara?
Hi. So I have been cutting hair for the last 5 years, and I'm wondering, I'm 25, should I take the leap and go back to school and study something?
Absolutely. Are you at a place cutting hair where you can make your own schedule?
I'm not, actually.
Okay. Well, I'm sure
I work for a franchise.
I'm sure there's a way you could do both and
lots
follow your heart.
Classes.
What'd
There's lots of online classes and ways you can get it done.
Yeah, and also when you're 25 years old, you're so young and you don't recognize how young you are at the time, you can do anything that makes your heart happy.
Awesome. I've been trying not to, but I know I want to do it, so I think I'm going to go for it.
Good for you.
Keep us updated, okay?
Thank you.
I did not think it was going to be so heavy.
I
love
Those
are some heavy questions. Stressful. I don't know if I like it.
I mean, it started off with her sister.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sweating a lot.
Big questions about birth control and curfews and too much hand.
That's the way I like it.
Now go back to playing good music.
Mix 93.3.